What you watching? Oh, this is just a regular anime. Well, I heard a bunch of girls screaming in Japanese, and I thought maybe you were watching, you know. Hey, don't laugh. You watch that kind of stuff all the time, mister. You're almost as big a pervert as I am. Well, whatever. I'm already out here, so scoot over. Let me see what the heck you're watching. Oh, hey. This is Sailor Moon, right? Didn't they used to show this on Toonami? Yeah, I remember now. Oh, I used to watch this all the time when I was a kid. It always came on right after school. You know, I was a pervert even back then. I was a horny little girl, always rubbing my hairless preteen cunt. Oh, I blame the internet. I found the lewdest fanfictions you could think of. Even as a kid, they gave me some dark, nasty fantasies. Does that turn you on, baby? Thinking of me as a horny little sixth grader? Eagerly reading nasty fanfics after school and then humping my pillow like a slut while I fantasized about gang rape. And you call me a pervert. Just look at you. Getting all hard when I talk about little girls and rape. Go ahead and take it out, baby. Let me jerk that cock and I'll tell you all about my dirty schoolgirl fantasies. Oh, I love it when you get this excited. Here. Let me get it wet for you. You know, baby, I actually used to fantasize about the show. Something about Sailor Moon always made me think naughty thoughts. Like, what would happen if they lost? What would the bad guys do to them? I mean, they're such young, pretty girls. And their costumes are so skimpy. Just look at them. Tight white leotards. Hugging their smooth teen bodies. These super short skirts that barely hide anything. Oh, they're practically begging to get raped, baby. Especially that little pink one. I knew you'd like her. What's her name again? Rini? Mini Moon? Something like that? I just remember her being a little brat, always running out to face the bad guys on her own. Oh, I would have loved to see her lose just once. Have her end up in the hands of some horny henchmen who have no problem doing perverted things to helpless little girls. Here. Close your eyes, baby, and let me tell you a little story. Picture our pink little heroine. Just 8 years old, but so confident in her powers. Facing down 24 burly criminals in a dark alleyway. She's wearing her normal costume. A tight white leotard hugs her soft preteen body, and a big red bow covers her flat chest. Her bright pink skirt doesn't even reach her thighs. It's so short and so flimsy. It Every time she steps, it bounces, giving you brief looks at the little triangle of fabric that hides her smooth baby pussy. It's part of the leotard, but with the skirt there, it just looks like an innocent pair of cotton kitty panties. Her hair is as pink as her skirt, done up into cute, childish pigtails. Her eyes are narrowed as she stares down the bad guys. Demand they give up before she punishes them. And she thinks she can take the whole group easily. But she doesn't see the guy sneaking up behind her. It's all over in a second, before she even knows what's happening. Her little heroine is on the ground. And her only weapon, a brightly colored magic wand, is skittering across the alleyway. Without it, she's just a normal 8-year-old girl in a very revealing costume. And surrounded by horny perverts who are 3 times her age. She's quickly pushed onto her back, struggling against the burly men holding her arms. Her smooth preteen legs are flailing frantically, trying to kick at the pedos who are closing in on her. But all that does is show them her creamy thighs and those bright white panties. She continues fighting, even though 2 of the men grab her ankles and spread her legs wide open, letting everyone see just what her skirt used to hide. Her smooth leotard is skin tight, letting them see just how small and flat she is. The tough girl doesn't stop threatening them, confident she'll win somehow, even as one of the thugs kneels between her thighs and pulls out his big, fat cock. Her eyes go wide as she sees it. The little grade schooler starts struggling harder, but even with how toned and athletic she is, her underdeveloped body is nothing to the grown men holding her down. Oh, she watches in helpless horror as the huge, burly man grabs the crotch of her leotard and then yanks it roughly to a side, revealing her hairless, virgin pussy for all the men to see. It's so small and tight, baby. Nothing more than a little credit card slot between her legs. At this age, it's the perfect rape toy. No longer plump with baby fat, but still far from mature. Her slender, boyish hips offering the tightest fuckhole imaginable. She's not prepared mentally. The little girl thinks she knows what the mean man wants to do to her, but it doesn't seem possible. He's too big for me, she thinks. There's no way that big adult penis is going to fit into my tiny 8-year-old vagina. Maybe that's why she keeps threatening them in her high-pitched little voice. She keeps saying that the other sailor scouts will be here any second. She thinks she has time. She truly believes that her friends will save her before anything bad happens. And then all at once, the big pervert forces his cock into her tight kitty cunt. The little heroine screams and writhes like she's being branded, her pussy on fire as it's penetrated for the first time, her pink little slit stretched painfully wide around some random thug's girthy dick. Her poor kitty body isn't ready to pleasure cocks yet. She doesn't have a choice in the matter. Her pink walls clamp down hard on her rapist cock, milking it like a velvet vice as she struggles to escape. The first rapist doesn't go easy on her. No sooner than he buries his dick into her hairless kitty slit than he begins pounding it hard and fast, humping the lolly heroine like a kitty porn star. Making her flat tummy bulge beneath the tight fabric of her leotard. Rainey's only mercy is that she's too tight for her rapist to last very long. The poor girl is so panicked, though, she doesn't even notice her first cream pie. Hot semen flooding into her unceremoniously. A barely noticeable wetness spreading through her inflamed vaginal canal. She's still screaming and fighting when the first load of criminal sperm fills her preteen womb, looking for an egg that won't be there for several more years. With a deep grunt, the first pervert pulls out, and his rapidly deflating cock plops from her tight pink folds. A sloppy mess of semen comes gushing out from the freshly raped cunt. For a brief second, she stops screaming. The 8-year-old's breathing heavy as she looks at the mess between her legs. Her lower lip is quivering at the sight of her violated privates. The little grade schooler doesn't quite understand what the man just did to her, but she knows it's very bad. She feels gross and yucky, like this man has used her as a toilet. Her childish pride struggling to cope with such a humiliating defeat. She's still trying to be tough, though. Still holding back her tears. She tries to hold back her breathing when one pervert gets off her and then starts struggling again as the second one takes his place between her thighs. No. Stop. Get off me. I don't want it. I'll make you pay. Her whining only makes the man more excited, though. And even though she struggles with all her might, the tough heroine can do nothing to stop her poor, abused Connie from being raped again. Now that her vaginal walls are slick with cum, any attempts to clench are less than useless. Pink fold of her cunt simply strokes her rapist cock more enthusiastically. The hole is too wet to get a grip on his shaft. This encourages the man to fuck little Rainey even harder than the first. He grabs her slender hips and pulls her into him with each thrust, jolting the little heroine back and forth like a rag doll. He fucks the preteen so hard, it knocks the wind out of her. The little girl gasping and tearing up as she's pummeled relentlessly like a disposable sex toy. And then filled with another load of fresh cum. By the time the third man steps up to take his turn, the little girl's crying hard, tears streaming down her smooth cheeks. Her little 8-year-old pussy is red and puffy from being raped twice, making it hurt even more when a fresh cock is forced into it. She continues to cry and beg as she's pounded for a third time. But her sweet child voice only seems to make the men harder. Her struggles are no longer fierce attempts to fight, but involuntary reactions to the pain being forced on her. Her preteen tummy cramps as it's forced to accommodate pedophile cocks, and every inch of her vaginal canal is painfully stretched, the sensation making her legs and arms twitch and writhe in futile protest. Eventually, the third man comes inside her as well, but by now the little heroine has learned the pattern. She isn't surprised when a fourth man moves in to fuck her underage slit, but cries harder nonetheless, unable to hold back her childish fear anymore. One by one, the men take their turns, each pervert using her smooth kitty cut for their pleasure, and leaving behind a thick, creamy thank you in her belly. Soon a puddle of cum forms under her abused cunny. Her once pink folds are painted white with the semen of a dozen different men. A hot mess squirting lewdly from her abused pussy every time a new cock steps up to violate the helpless 8-year-old hole. She finally goes limp when Daddy Number 10 starts humping her pink baby hole. her exhausted limbs, unable to offer any more resistance, and all her willpower focused on the burning pain in her pussy as it's used like a child-sized fleshlight.